This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zinat. Usury, what is it? Lending money and taking high interest. Is this allowed in a religion? Religion of Islam? Let's talk about it. The ninth greatest sin is usury. According to the glorious Quran, taking interest is a sin. That's it. The Holy Quran has said already, if you're taking interest, if you're taking high interest, there's going to be a lot of disadvantages. It is the greatest sin. There is going to be no blessing, you know, and that has a lot of punishment. The punishment for usury, as mentioned in the Quran, is far more severe than punishment for other sins. In Surah Al-Imran, it says, O you who believe, do not give your usury, making it double and redouble, and be careful of your duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you may be successful, and guard yourself against the fire that has been prepared for the unbelievers. You know, it means that the fury of fire that is prepared for those who take interest will be just as intense as the fire prepared for someone who disbelieves. The verses of Surah Al-Baqarah says, those who swallow down usury, that means they take interest for the loan that they are given, cannot arise except as one whom shaitan, that is the devil, has prostrated by his touch does rise. That is because they say trading is only like usury and Allah has allowed trading and forbidding usury. You know, this is what they are saying. To whomsoever, then the admonition has come from this Lord, then he desist, he shall have what has already passed, and his affair is in the hands of Allah. And whoever returns to it, they are inmates of fire. They shall abide in it. Surah Al-Baqarah. This is what the Holy Quran has said. Why? Why you can give loans. Yes, you have the right to give loans, but you cannot charge interest on that. You know, some people charge a lot of interest. Some people charge like small interest, but interest by itself is not allowed. Why? The question comes, why? We are just making money, right? Like that, because we are giving out money. Because it comes with a lot of disadvantages, especially on that person who has taken loan for some of his problems. You know, you're giving a lot of more burden to that person who's actually in a situation that needs help. You are not allowed to give him more burden. You know, he is taking loan because he needs help. You know, so what the above Surah Al-Baqarah, when I was talking about, what does it really mean? The above verses confirms that the usury will remain, the usurers, someone who takes interest, will remain in hell eternally, that is forever, and there is no salvation for him. Now, it is even says that the punishment ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for usury is so severe that such severity is not mentioned even for disobedience to any of the other kinds of rulings. So another equally serious offense is to nurture friendship with the enemies of Islam. That means if you are friends with the enemies of Islam, that's not good. The direct ill effect of usury are clear and evident. Hoarding of wealth, increasing the disparity between the rich and the poor. The poverty is a malady that can degrade and humiliate its victim and erode his values and destroys his morals. Now we are talking about what really happens when someone comes and takes a loan from you, you know, and come back and keep have to even pay you the loan as well as the interest. You know, the person doesn't have money. The person doesn't have money. That's why it's taking loan from you. Now the person has to pay the loan and the interest. What about his own personal life? You know, that's why.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact, our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact, our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
This in turn leads to corruption, theft and murder, you know, and the person can get into also depression and so many other issues. Those directly responsible for destroying the social equilibrium are the hoarders who amassed wealth and thus it was unawareable to those who needed it. The total disintegration of social fabric precipitate a civil war and further a world war which brings with it only death and destruction. In the world of today, with advances of nuclear and chemical weapons, war does not only brings death to the humans, but leaves them a caricature, sick and maimed and deformed for generations to come. There's a lot of disadvantage with this taking interest, you know. The direct ill effect on the Muslim society as a result of friendship with those who hate Islam are also clear and evident. The question that we were talking about. History has recorded that friendship with the enemies of Islam can only be bought at a price. The price is in the case is to compromise. What is the compromise? The culture and the spirit of Islam. Till a time comes when the country loses its identity as a Islamic society. So we have to think, use intellect. Oh, yeah, we know that interest has become so common. If we took loans from someone, they ask for interest. You know, but what does the hadith speak about these kind of people who's asking for interest? You know, it's against intellect and it's again Islamic laws. It's again, that means your intelligence is against us. How? The verses of Surah Baqarah, which is quoted above, said that those who take interest on loans should be counted among mad people. That means you people are mad. That's it. Whom devil has touched, you know, it's your greed. It's the touch of the devil. On the day of judgment, people will recognize them from the madness that they had been taking usury. Their sanity would be destroyed because in this world they have acted against the intellect and Islamic law. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not like this kind of people. The level of faith will come down. The blessings will come down because they are really torturing the other people. Not only they have to pay back them the loans, even they have to pay back them the interest that they have been given. They have been oblivious of humanity and the needs of humanity. They did not deal equitable with others and disobeyed the law of cooperation. Actually, these people have been insane in this world because they have followed the direction of the devil and performed such insane act. That means it's very clear. It says that the people who take intellect, it says they are greedy. They are following the way of devil. They are mad. You know, they have no intellect. It says very clearly. Now the question comes, is trading and usury one and the same? It says, no. In trading, you're making a deal. Okay, you want to sell something. You want to make a profit. Okay, you can make a profit. You can make a sale. You can make a profit. But in usury, usually what you're doing is that you are giving a loan and charging them interest. That means the person who do not have money, that's why they are asking for to help me in this kind of condition, for the situation that they are facing, you know, the needy situation, they have to pay back the loan as well as the interest. So that is the double payment the person has to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even tells the person, do not take loans on interest, that you have to end up torturing yourself. So ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking about usury, that is taking the loans on interest and torturing your own souls, and don't charge for interest from anyone because the hadith says that those people lack intellect. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio with your host, Sister Zinat. Stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need, all I need, all I need.
what you mean to me.
Cause your love is all about me. To be all I can be. I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.